One of the things which I didn't mention, with regard to selling, you should always, when you are selling tangible products that the person can make a judgment on in the presentation, you should always aim to get a decision the first time. The reason for this is that if you are mentally predisposed to calling once and then calling back, you will be mentally prepared to let the person off the hook and to walk away. So you should go in there determined to close the first time. The other type of product, let us say the intangible or the more professional product, you are unprofessional if you try to sell and close on the first call. Usually what you have to do is you have to make the first visit to find out what the needs are of the customer and then ask him and arrange for an appointment to come back after doing an analysis with recommendations. But you will know what category your product falls into. But if your product falls into the first category, then have in the back of your mind and in the front of your mind, you are here to close the first time. You're here to get a decision now. If it is an intangible product or a professional service, then have it in the back of your mind that you are only here to get information and that you will come back and close at a later time. For instance, in the insurance industry. The insurance industry always uses what they call a two-step. The first step is simply to interview and to find out what the needs and situation of the customer is or the client is, and then they go away and they prepare a proposal and they bring the proposal back and that's when they sell. Isn't that true? And it's the most effective way of all because the salesperson is not in a position to make a recommendation until they've had time to consider the information that they get in the first interview. The planned presentation is 20 times more powerful than the random presentation, and all sales professionals and all top money earners and all people in the top 4 or 5% use a planned presentation. All of the low money earners, all people in the bottom 80%, all people who sweat bullets every payday and worry all month long about their bills, go out and wing it every time. The planned presentation is very logical. It's a step-by-step process of teaching and learning. You start and it begins with your opening question. And from your opening question, you then go through a process of showing the prospect what your product does and what it can do for him. You go through what is called a feature and benefit presentation. You say, here is what the product does, and here is what that means to you. This is what's in it for you. In other words, we've put in this new piece of equipment into this machine, and it has decreased the price by X percent and increased the output by X percent, and it costs the same as the previous machine or as our competitor's machine. In other words, here's the benefit for you. Sometimes you build a case. In other words, you start off with one piece of general information and you go to a second piece of information and you're building a case and you gain acceptance of the validity of each step as you go along. For instance, let me give you an example with selling sales training material or motivational material. Mr. Prospect, would you like to increase your sales by 20 to 30% over the next 12 months? We'd say, yes, I would. So we'd say, okay, let's set that as our goal, 20 to 30% sales increase. And we'd say, now, Mr. Prospect, you realize that the higher the motivation, the higher the level of sales. Isn't that correct? Yes, that's correct. Now, what is true motivation? Well, true motivation comes from an enhanced feeling of competence. Isn't it true that people are more motivated when they feel more competent to do their work, and they're less motivated when they feel less competent? Well, that's true. So if they got skill training that made them feel more competent, that would increase their abilities by, say, 10% per month, over the course of the next 12 months. And they went up 10% in effectiveness each month as a result of better skill training and time management, effective communications, creative thinking, closing sales, and so on. Do you think that over the course of 12 months, taking one course a month, learning, practicing, coming back, reviewing, developing, and growing, that you could achieve an overall increase of 20 to 30%? The person would say, well, sure, it seems logical to me. You say, well, what date would be convenient for you, April 5th or April 17th? And how many people will be attending the first course? You notice an interesting thing that happens here. By the way, this is roughly the way the presentation worked. They'd say, well, probably April 17th would be better for us. And they say, hey, wait a minute, how much is this going to cost? In other words, the concern about price doesn't even come up in a good sales presentation until the very end of the presentation. If price is coming up at the beginning of the presentation, in almost every case, it's because the salesperson has allowed it to come up. In most cases, if your presentation is correct, the issue of price does not come up until one of the last questions. So if the presentation is developed in a logical order, you teach the prospect how his needs will be met with the product, and you learn from the prospect which are the key benefits or key needs that the person needs to have satisfied. Remember, if you go through your product presentation and the person keeps giving you feedback and information, says, well, we've got one of those and we don't need that and we're very happy with our situation in that area and it's doing fine there and there's no way that we could afford a different product and so on. They get to the end of your presentation and the person has not stood up and saluted and said that you have a benefit in your product that we need, then you're not in a position to close. This is why the best sales schools say that the real close takes place in the presentation. If you have made a good presentation and the individual is convinced that your product is going to give them benefits that far outweigh the costs, then it's just simply a matter of wrapping it up at the end of the presentation.